Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. Hello and welcome to today's podcast, where I will be talking about being unapologetically you. It's a theme that I've spoken about for many years and is the headline on my website. And the reason I talk about it so much is because every client that I see, or if I reflect on my own journey, it all involves some aspect of not being yourself and apologizing for who that person truly is. Have you ever noticed yourself apologizing for being you, for having your feelings, for wanting what it is that you want, for dampening down your requests, your desires? And apologizing sometimes just for your existence. There's so much more to your life. There's so much more to you. And this is why I wanted to explore this today. I've just written an email called The Courage to Be Me. And I was reflecting on a time, a long, long time ago, when I went to Egypt with my then partner. That relationship was very toxic, and it was in many ways emotionally abusive and coercive towards me. And I would pretty much go along with everything that he wanted. And this included like going on holidays, and don't get me wrong, having some very great experiences at times. And as we embarked on a holiday to Egypt, this is a long, long time ago, almost 20 years. This was a time without social media or, you know, taking photos, kind of being truly there in the moment. And as we went to Egypt, I wasn't myself. I was a shadow of who I used to be. I was unhappy. But I wouldn't let myself say that. I had a partner at the time who was constantly belittling me, constantly saying things about my body, constantly saying things about me, always putting me down. And that really does just chip away at you. So as I went out to Egypt, all I was really focused on was a holiday, some sun, some different scenery. I didn't really know anything about Egypt at that point, apart from the pyramids, which is what most people think of when we think about Egypt. And as I embarked on that journey, I had no expectation. At the time, I wasn't spiritual. I wasn't in touch with that side of myself or the universe. And I went along, as I said, no expectation. We went on a few excursions and saw amazing things. We went to the pyramids, we went to Cairo, and we also climbed Mount Sinai at midnight, because you have to climb at night because it's too warm to do it in the day. And I didn't really know the history of Mount Sinai. I just knew it was an experience. And we climbed up at night in the dark with torches. And got to the top, and as you sit at the top, as the sun comes up, you see these magnificent lights. So there's like rainbow lights and reflection, and just beautiful. It was quite cold at that point. I remember it, and I just remember seeing this beautiful vision. And still, again, not really thinking anything of it, but very much feeling different. I felt an energy there that I'd not really contemplated or felt before. We traveled back down the mountain, and towards the base of the mountain, so still high up, but towards the base of the main mountain is the monastery, St. Catherine's. And we had the opportunity to go in and have a look round. You could have a look at the site of the burning bush, if you're familiar with the biblical story. If you're not, look it up. And I just wanted to go in. Something was drawing me in then. I really wanted to go in. And because of it was Egypt and there's dress codes and all sorts of things, because my partner was had no sleeves on and also had tattoos, he wasn't allowed in the monastery. Now, normally I would go along with him. But on this occasion, I said, oh, I really want to go in. And he appeared absolutely fine with that. So I went in. And I remember seeing the burning bush. I remember the guide. I remember walking around, just being completely in awe of what I was seeing, what I was feeling. Something was really unlocked in me. And as I was leaving, I purchased an Egyptian cross, a symbol. So it's like a cross with a circle through it. And I purchased it. It's a sign of life. So in the hieroglyphics, it is a symbol of life. And I just felt really drawn to it, really attached to it. And I still have it to this day. And for some reason, I came back with this different life energy and I didn't know why. But what happened after I went to Egypt was really quite fascinating to me. My relationship started to unfold and break down, and all via me. I was the one pulling away. I was becoming more emotionally distant until eventually I left that relationship about a year later. And what I didn't know at the time was Egypt is connected to the throat chakra energy. So according to Ayurvedic and various different scriptures, we have energy centers in our body, wheels of energy, 114 around the body, I think there are, but there are seven main ones. So in Chinese medicine, we talk about meridians. In Ayurvedic, we talk about energy lines and then energy centers. All very similar, but just have different meaning. And not only do we have these energy centers that run down our spine, all the way, well, up the spine, all the way up to the crown of the head, but the earth also holds chakra energy. And it just so happens that Egypt is the energy of the throat, which is communication, is openness, it's speaking your truth. What was unlocked in me in that experience was very much that, me being able to recognize and honor and eventually seek and speak my truth. Now, that led to a very long journey, 20 years and ongoing, of me exploring those energy centers, exploring me, exploring my courage, exploring being able to speak up. Because as it turned out, I was also in a very tricky relationship with my caregiver, and again, quite coercive, manipulative. And I'd been living in that shadow for my whole life. And at various points in my life, I've recognized when I'm not able to be me, when I'm not being true to myself, and I've been able to work through it and come through the other side. And very much the turning point for me was when I went on that trip to Egypt. Something was unlocked in me. Whatever your awakening points are, they are your awakening points. They're the parts of your life where you suddenly wake up to something that's out of alignment or that's in alignment, right? You have that moment of, wow, this doesn't feel okay, or wow, this does feel okay. you have those moments when you realize you're not being true to yourself, that you're not speaking up, that you're not saying how you feel, that you're apologizing for yourself, that you're playing life in a very, very small box. Being unapologetically you is knowing that it's all right to like what it is you like, to want what it is you want, to say yes, to say no, to have those feelings of, no, that's just not for me. Even when society, parents, peers are all telling you something different. For me to go in a completely different direction in my life has been hugely challenging, but also hugely rewarding. To speak up in those relationships where I felt trapped and very much controlled, to speak up and remove myself from those relationships has been really hard, but also really rewarding. And I now can stand in the truth of who I am, even when I'm unhappy, even when I have those moments of, you know, this doesn't feel great. This feels out of alignment. This feels hard, right? Whatever it is, I can stand in that truth and say, okay, I have choices here. I can make a difference. I can say out loud, do you know what? This isn't serving me anymore. Even if I've made a decision to move in this direction, it served its purpose and I'm now moving in a different direction. Being unapologetically you takes work, but when you get there, there's freedom. Freedom from societal beliefs, freedom from peer pressure, freedom from performing to an Instagram algorithm. There's so much freedom in it. And being unapologetically you, not having to apologize for your own existence. That's what I want for everyone. That's one of the reasons why I've got this podcast. Being unapologetically you is part of self-love. It's the main part of self-love, right? Being you, loving yourself unconditionally, loving yourself for the choices that you make and that you don't make, but knowing that you can be this confident, self-assured person that says, yes, I know who I am. Yes, I know what I want. And I'm going to get there. And this isn't about hyper-independence and doing everything yourself and not having relationships. You know, relationships are really important in our lives. But when we can be unapologetically ourselves, we then start to create the right tribe, the right relationships in our life. If you can say, this is me, there will be somebody that aligns to that, right? When you're not being true to yourself, other people are getting a version of you which suits them. When you're being true to yourself, they're getting the version of you that suits both of you, right? It's that simple. So I urge you today, if you're listening to this, to just pause and just reflect and go, am I being me? Am I being true to myself? Am I being unapologetically me? Am I being true to me? And if this has sparked, if this has been your awakening moment, I welcome that. And I really want to help you with it too. So I'm offering free one-to-one consultations where we can discuss what your goal is, where your life feels out of alignment, what it is you truly want from your life. In that free one-to-one, we will look at that and we will write it down and we will then look at co-creating, or what would the plan be, right, to get you there? And then we would see if actually I can help you on that journey. So many people have come forward from this podcast who I've helped, and it's been incredible. So many people have had their little awakenings of, oh, she said something then, really aligned to me, and I think I can work with her. So many people have said it's a different experience working with me to any other therapist or coach. And that's because I have this different viewpoint on how I construct those sessions, right? It's all within ethical boundaries, but I also have this amazing ability to feel energy and to almost see inside your mind and see how it's working, see how it's ticking, and look at all the patterns and help you discover how you got to this point and how you can change it if that's your desire. So if this has awakened anything, do that reflection, pop into my show notes and you'll see the link to book in for that one-to-one consultation. There's no obligation. It might just be a conversation, and that is great. That's what I'm here for. I love these conversations. So please do take that moment to reflect, pause and say, am I being true to me in all areas of my life? And if I were to be true to me, what would that look like? And then if it suits you, pop in the show notes, click the link and get yourself booked in. I hope you're having a wonderful day, wonderful week so far. And as I am saying this, I am actually currently in Egypt again. I've embarked on another journey there myself alone this time. So I'm sure I'll have lots of insights on the other side of the trip. And thank you so much for listening. I look forward to being here again with you very soon. And as always, please make sure you like, subscribe and share this podcast so more people get to hear it. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.